Welcome to Real Estate and You.
I'm Scott Allison. I've got Roger Havelock with me, and he's the superintendent for the parks here in San Angelo, for the city of San Angelo. And we're going to talk about some water conservation, probably the most important, other than oxygen, probably the most important thing that we have to talk about. Hey, Roger.
Hey, Scott.
Man, I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, but I appreciate your time. And, you know, it's already, the heat's starting to kick in. We haven't had the rain we were hoping to get. You know, we had some good rains, but it's kind of stopped already. You can already see the grass from the beautiful green it got to starting to change a little bit. So kind of help us out. Let's start talking about some things we want to start doing.
Well, as you probably already pointed out before, Scott, water is one of the most important natural resources we have, especially here in the Concho Valley. You know, our water loss rates here in San Angelo exceed 70 inches a year on average in terms of ET, or evapotranspiration. And that stands for the, ET stands for the total water loss from plants through transpiration and total loss from soil through evaporation. And so with that kind of loss and with the limited rainfall we get, a lot of times people need to supplemental irrigate, whether it's their landscapes, gardens, whatever it might be. And so it's important that when they do so, that they take the necessary steps to conserve water and do it correctly.
Okay. Let's talk about just what you just said and doing it correctly. I think a lot of us, and me included, really don't know what correctly is.
Well, we can talk a little bit about amounts of water. Okay. A lot of people talk about 1 inch of water per week. And that's really that's actually in our city ordinance as well, that we're only limited to 1 inch per week this time of year. But 1 inch of water is actually 0.62 gallons per square foot. So you might think, well, how does that help you? If you look at your water bill at the end of the month, okay, you probably have indoor water use and you have outdoor water use. Let's say that you have a 5,000 square foot landscape. Okay, so for every square foot that you have, it takes 0.62 gallons to be 1 inch. So if you multiply 5,000 times 0.62, that's 3,100 gallons. So if you had a dry month and you had to water all 4 weeks, that would be roughly a little over 12,000 gallons.
All right.
Okay. Average indoor water use, it varies and runs from about 6,000 to 8,000 gallons per month.
It doesn't break it out on your water bill, though, for you.
No, okay, no,
so
it doesn't.
You have to guess.
Yeah, especially for people that have both their landscape irrigation and their indoor water on the same meter. So you only get one bill for 1 meter. And so you have to add in that indoor, which we're probably somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 gallons. So if you had 12,000 gallons, you add 8,000 gallons, that's 20,000 gallons, right? Well, let's say your bill said 40,000 and you only had 5,000 square feet. Something's going wrong there. So you need to figure out if you've got leaks in your house, if you're using too much water indoors, or does it have to do with your practices from the standpoint of irrigation? Are you leaving the system on too long? Do you have water leaks? So it forces people to go out and monitor and observe what's going on. And I think that's one of the key components of water conservation.
Roger, I gotta gig you on this one.
Okay.
No point in the Aggie here. I gotta gig you. Okay, like right now, it's Claire and I at the house. Now, you got the girls, especially a couple of years ago, you had all the girls.
Right.
So you'd have to kind of really figure a little different measurement of indoor uses than I would.
Yeah. Normally, what people do is they'll go back to their winter months. So from about November through February, you'll go back to your water bills at that time, most people are not irrigating their landscapes at that time. And so you can get a pretty good average. And that's what most of your water folks with the cities recommend as well.
And probably a good idea if your water bill says, oh my God, it's still ridiculous in the winter, you may have a leak.
That's exactly right.
It'll be a good way to check that too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But you're doing great. Okay, so again, by just doing that, other than that, like I have a sprinkler system. Is there a way to use your sprinkler system? Because Tommy Olive was on here a couple of weeks ago, and he was doing the same stuff you were talking about, inches. And I had a guy call me, or actually text me, and said, okay, he said to put 2 inches or 1 inch, blah, blah, blah. I'd have no idea how to do that with my sprinkler system.
And so it has to do with, it has to do with run times. And every system is different. If you have multi-stream heads, if you have rotor heads, if you have flat spray heads, what you do is what they call an irrigation audit. If you take some small cans, tuna fish cans that are empty, whatever that is, as long as they're all the same, put them out, scatter them out, turn your system on for a period of time so that you can get water into that cup. at least a quarter to a half an inch. Register how long it took you to get that. So, for example, let's say you left your system on for 30 minutes and you got a half an inch. So what is that per hour? Yeah, okay. It's 1 inch per hour right?
Huh?
So, again, it kind of gives you an idea of how long to run that system for that. But there's another step in there, too, and that is when you turn that system on and you're doing the cups, it provides you what they call uniform distribution. There you go. I lost it there for a second.
I'm with you, man.
So anyway, it'll actually show you areas that you're not getting enough water, maybe some areas that are getting too much water. And so you can make those adjustments. You can see if some of your heads aren't working correctly. Again, we don't want water running in the street or running off from erosion or anything like that.
Right. And you sit nowadays, and I used to joke about the water police. But even in San Angelo, if you're a native here and you sit and you see the water going down there, you're going, oh, man, we can't, no. But it hurts your heart because you know how important water is.
Right.
You know, we need it in the yards. You know, we need it in the stuff. Okay, so literally just get a little measuring, and make your own little measuring device.
Correct.
And you set up. So you don't need to call your sprinkler guy. You don't need to call nobody. Just set it up. And you're saying, like, maybe do five, depending on how big your yard is, just kind of scattered out through the area?
What we usually recommend, put one cup at the head and one in between the heads. Now, if the distance is long, you might have to put several in between the heads. So if you do that, you'll get a pretty good idea of what's going on.
And I'll kind of tell you, so then kind of figure out, and again, you said 1 inch per month?
1 inch per week is what we're allowed here in the city of San Angelo based on our ordinance.
I was reading some of your stuff. You said deep watering. Now, that wouldn't be deep, would it?
Well, again, soils vary, obviously. The clay soils, it takes longer to get water down as compared to sandier soils. Here in San Angelo, we have clays, we have clay loams. So you may have to cycle your system several times during the evening or whenever you're watering to try to get that water down deeper into the profile. What tends to happen is people tend to turn their system on for a short period of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes at night or early in the morning. They're not out there when it's running, so they don't know if they have leaks or not, right? Okay. And then a lot of times they're only getting about a quarter inch to maybe an inch or 2 inches down into that soil profile. It leads to shallow roots, non-drought resistant plants, turf, trees, whatever the case may be. So what we would suggest is when you water, water deep, water infrequent. And what I tell my guys even, and our staff, as well as others, is go out and check to see if you even need to water first before you turn that system on. And you can do that with a shovel, a spade, a soil probe, whatever. And then after you water, maybe wait about 24 hours, go back out there and recheck again to see how deep that water moved into that soil profile. So if you left it on for 30 minutes and only went down a couple of inches, you know you probably need to add more time so that you can develop a deeper root system.
Roger, one of the questions that came up, and again, this is from what Dale Tommy had said, and you brought up, and it's 100% true, and most of Southwest San Angelo is clay.
Right.
And you know this, if you look at clay, what happens when it rains? You can see the clay, it's like rubber almost. It just runs off.
Correct.
Of it. So, and a lot of the new houses, they don't have a lot of topsoil when they put it on there. So they put the grass on it, well, they water, and it goes down just a little bit, and it gets that clay, and it literally runs off, and that's what you see hitting the street.
Correct.
So they go, Scott, you go off, listen to your show, y'all said water for, you know, blah, 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 for a longer period of time and let it go deep. Well, mine doesn't go deep. Mine goes out to the street, and then I get in trouble, so I let it do short.
Right.
What can we do to stop? Is there anything we can do?
Well, you know, another just form of water conservation is just maintaining or sustaining healthy plants. And part of that is aerification.